Good evening, everybody. This is Elizabeth with the Diamonds Forever 30-minute world news update and intel with Captain and Company. And the company tonight is Midwest. So welcome, you guys. This is June 21st, 2013. I mean, June 20th. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, the Friday, the solstice. Okay, energies are high, so give me a little grace, huh? So tonight, I just want to announce the call for this Saturday, the Diamonds Forever call, extended call, where we talk about and learn about and go beyond all of these changes and learn who we really are and share. So the Diamonds Forever call this Saturday in a couple days, it's the same phone number you dialed, 209-255-1000. Same PIN, 883267#. If you want to listen to any of the calls recorded, there's like 50-some, 53, 54 reference numbers of shows. You can dial the recorded number, 209-255-1099. Same PIN, 883267#. Then they ask for a reference number, and you put that number in or just want to listen to this show tonight, just put the pound number in. Okay, so, and we do have an email if you want to email us, and that is diamonds with an S forever 31@yahoo.com, and you can email that. Okay, so let's get started with the news tonight. This was just, I believe, done yesterday. They had I believe it was in Washington, D.C. They had a lot of people standing up against the IRS. And this is Glenn Beck. He's been in the news lately, right, guys? Glenn Beck talking. It's a four-minute video. And he just says it all really nicely. So let's get in the mood of in what we're about ready to enter, I believe. And we are entering now. We just don't see it very clearly yet. So let me start this, and then I'll check with you, Midwest.
The rights that so many Americans ignorantly...
Is that too loud?
No, it sounds good.
...preach about, whine about, aren't even theirs. They don't belong to us. Those rights belong to God. We are mere caretakers of those rights. They belong to Him and given to us for stewardship. And they're pretty important. And they're pretty obvious. In fact, they were so obvious that we used to say they were self-evident. For those people who are currently under indoctrination in our universities, let me explain self-evident. That means they're so simple that humans don't even have to have them explained to them.
There you go.
Wow. You know. You don't need to be taught. You instinctively know that you have a right not to be executed without trial,
yes,
not to be held without charge, not to be searched without warrant,
yeah,
or spied upon without cause.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. The government is no longer the protector of those rights. They are the chief violator of those rights. And so we must stand and protect them. When we are told that the IRS, the EPA, the ATF, the FBI, or any of the others, when we're told it's okay for them to hassle, threaten, or intimidate others because of their skin color, their religion, their political beliefs, we stop being the country all of us want to build and start being the country all of the world should fear.
There we go.
The long train of abuses regarding these rights are exactly the same abuses that Martin Luther King marched against. And they're the very same rights that our dusty founders preached against. Men make progress, but man never changes. Man loves power. Man loves money. No matter the skin color, no matter the party, no matter the religion, no matter the income level. These systems, I stood up there last week, and I looked down at how the street points directly to the Speaker of the House. It's intoxicating. The symbol of our nation make men drunk with power, and then they justify their lust for more by claiming they're public servants. I realized last night when I came and landed in this city, and I thought, I actually like Vegas more than this city. I realized the only difference between Las Vegas and Washington, D.C. is at least Vegas has the decency to admit it's full of crooks and hookers. It's time to sober up. Too many of the Republicans, too many of the Democrats, too many Americans have played us, lied, stolen, and the getaway car was driven by the mainstream media.
Whoa!
A media that can no longer with a straight face. A media no longer with a straight face can claim the role of journalist. Let me tell the media something. Journalism implies that you print or run stories the powerful do not like. What you are doing is nothing more than public relations. We are not violent. We are not racist. We are not anti-immigrant. We are not anti-government. But we will not be silent another day more.
We will not be silent another day more. I think he spoke for the consciousness of what is building up in the masses of people. Wow. That was at the IRS rally, Washington, D.C., yesterday. And they showed a picture of the audience. There was thousands of people there at the Tea Party rally. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Midwest? I pass this talking stick to you.
Well, it's obvious that Glenn Beck has already been pulled to the side 2 weeks ago and told what's about to come down. As far as
and
the reset, Nassara, all of it.
And it's obvious he was pulled to the side, and maybe they're protecting them to be able to start pushing this further.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. And the reason why you haven't heard any more about, you know, what he said 2 weeks ago about, you know, that there was this person that has just one page of the documents could shut down the whole governments around the world, and in particular here. And then you didn't hear, you know, what was supposed to go next. Because this guy had said that he wouldn't divulge this document unless he was in front of Congress on the floor, you know, with TV cameras rolling, or he's dead. Well, that was a feeler that they put out to see just how much interest it was going to generate. Were the cattle, were the sheep going to stop grazing and look up long enough to, do you want your freedom? And I think it was a barometer they're trying to see is how much chaos it'll cause once the reset button gets hit. They found
that
out the information they needed. They called him back in. Yeah.
Makes total sense to me. Very, lots of wisdom there, Midwest. Wow.
Yeah.
So I think that was very inspirational, and that was my heart. That was passion. That was my heart, too. So
Glenn Beck
had
a second coming, I believe.
I believe so, too.
Yeah. He's, I don't know, he just seemed to have turned over a new leaf here. I think he wants to be on the right side of history rather than the wrong side. I'm happy for him if he's sincere about it, and he does seem genuine. Okay. Anyway, I guess we'll get on to the news here. I'm going to do a quick around-the-world thing. Because, you know, so much is going on in the financial world and all this IRS, NSA, you kind of lose track of what's really going on because I'm forgetting which alphabet letter goes to which. anyway, probably didn't hear about the tsunami-like flooding that has done damage over in the Indian Himalayas in the state of Uttarakhand. There's over 13,000 people missing. And this this area was one of their most popular pilgrimage temples. It's an ancient temple. It's like 1,200 years old. And it basically comes down to man trying to divert waters of the earth out of their natural flow. And that down in this valley where that temple was, there were a lot of people that were going up there to pilgrimage when this dam behind it broke loose. And by the way, this this area, this valley where that happened, is one of the tributaries that runs off of the Ganges, that large river over there. So this is a massive thing, and there's something about some clouds that literally could not escape the valley because they're so high, those mountains are, that the clouds just dumped all their water right there in that place. And so big, huge boulders and landslides come down. The temple was not destroyed, but like I said, 13,000 people are missing. Many are stranded up in the mountains and are just now today able to start getting helicopters in there to try to rescue them. And then we'll go to Turkey. So the Turkish police, they're just some really nice individuals. And, of course, that has to speak for their government. I think Ergun, I think that's his name, who's the president over there. He's seeing his power fade away quickly, and they can't get the crowds under control. It's kind of like their Arab Spring in Egypt here a couple years ago. That's the same thing that this in Turkey is going to wind up being, too. But they're now putting acid in the crowd dispersal water cannon fluid liquid. Nice people, huh? Yeah. The New Hampshire GOP, Stella Trimbley, has resigned today. And in her resignation speech, she suggested that the Boston bombings were government plot. And that plot will thicken, I'm sure. And then we'll go around the world to Brazil. As we speak tonight, there are millions of people in the streets in Brazil. Millions. And they fear that all, excuse my French, hell is about to break loose tonight there. And it's basically started in a protest about the bankers. But now we also have some agent provocateurs going on, too, which would be the Mossad and the Illuminati, of course, are behind these protests. And then they took on a life of their own. But they started the agitation. And then we go to Syria. China and Russia have sent warships on their way off to the coast of Syria. Now, everybody would say, oh, this is Armageddon. They're all gathering up together. No, this is to remind Israel, we're not going to let you play this game and get you through World War III. Okay, Russia and China do not want war, so please don't get into that fear mode. That is not what this is about at all. This is a standoff. It's like checkmate when you're playing a good game of chess. That's all. And I'm sure everybody at this point tonight has heard the volatility in the markets. We've got gold down to it's over $72. It went down today. It's under $1,400 now. Silver's under $20 at $19 and some cents. China and Russia both have stopped the sale of their bonds. They're not even selling them at this point. There's been a sea of red all across the world in all their markets, and we're waiting for the Nikkei to open tonight at, I think, around 9 or 10 o'clock Central Time, because that's going to be a real interesting thing to watch as this develops tonight. We really do feel that things are about to happen in our stock market tomorrow. You're going to see, well, just what Rick Santelli on CNBC was ranting about down on the trading floor this afternoon. That was a man on fire, and it was all his energy was directed in anger towards Ben Bernanke. Whoa. Everybody should listen to that one. He went off. Anyway, that's about all I have for this evening, Elizabeth. Are you there?
Wow. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Can you hear me? Thank you. Wow, that's a lot of news. I want to ask you about the markets because I got a little bit. Let me read this and I'll ask you a little bit. It says, I found this on the Daily Finance, and closing bell, markets tumble on fears of high interest rates. This is today. Rattled markets continue sell-off for second day. Stocks ended Thursday with big losses as major indexes each lopped off about 2%, driven lower by comments by the Federal Reserve that it may soon begin winding down its bond buying program. Ah, that's what you just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 354 points. You just said that. The worst day, the worst one-day slide of the year and biggest percentage drop since November 2011. The S&P 500 lost 41, its biggest drop since 2011, and the NASDAQ sank 79. In addition to fears about the Fed's plan to scale back its stimulus plan, investors were also shaken by data showing China's economy is slowing. A survey of factories showed activity slumping in a nine-month low as demand weakened. But what I want to ask you, what do you think, Midwest, as this is all happening? At the same time, I heard the Britain pound is going up, the euro is going up, and the yen is going up. Ha, huh, that may be a hint, too, that these
dollar's
countries...
going up, too.
Yeah.
Well, here's the basic bottom line to all this. All that other stuff in that story is fluff. This isn't about Bernanke getting out there and you know, really, the world don't give a doo-doo about Mr.
Right.
Bernanke. They really like to see him go away now at this point. You've done your work, whatever that was supposed to be, and now go away. In fact, Obama said the same thing. You've stayed longer than we intended for you to.
This really isn't about,
you know, they're not going to be continue this QE, quantitative easing thing, for those
right.
who don't understand lingo of QE. That's quantitative easing. But the bottom line is China, Russia, and our government knows too. Bonds are bogus. Consumer confidence, and that also means for stock market trading, have lost their confidence in the market. They've lost their confidence in the bonds. In fact, 2 days ago when Russia put up their 15, I think it was either 5 or 15-year bonds, nobody came to buy any because there's no confidence in anything at this point. We all know that this is a broke system, and it's got to be done away with so that the new can come in. And what you see now is the start of you're going to see a very quick move, an execution of ending the old money paradigm. And the new one is about to come in. That's the reset. That is Nassara.
That's right.
Grab your cheeks because it's going to be an exciting ride. Need to get your notebook and get your pen because you're going to have to take notes to keep up. You might even get lost in.
I'm not even going to take notes. I'm just going to enjoy it and let it.
I'm ride, baby, ride.
Yeah, I'm just going to ride on the roller coaster because I'm on information overload.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll think of a few other things by the time this time is over. Thank you so much. And, Captain, come on aboard, Captain, to your ship.
Aye, mate. How are you this evening?
Good.
Okay, excellent. Okay, guys, I want to say welcome aboard to the Captain's ship. And it is a monologue. Today's date is 6/20/2013. And what I want to report to the entire group is this. We found out yesterday the actor, the most famous actor, James Joseph Gandolfini Jr., was in Italy. And he was on vacation in Italy, but he was on a business vacation in Italy. And as you well know, he was very well known for his role in the Sopranos, better known as Tony Soprano. Now, as we all know, Tony Soprano was a troubled crime boss struggling to balance his family life and his career in the mafia. Well, guess what role that Mr. Gandolfini was to play? The name of the future movie in Italy was called Mafia Pope. Get it? Mafia Pope. He took the role, he signed the contract, and he's dead. Interesting, isn't it? And the reason why he's dead, because he was scheduled for a taping Monday, this coming Monday. They did not allow that. So as you can see, they didn't want the secret of the Church of Rome to be exposed. And once again, I just want to tell everybody that this is the summer solstice, starting at 12:01 a.m. tonight. We fall into that realm called summer solstice. And please, by all means, meditate. Do what you need to do and be positive. Do not harbor any negative thoughts, because this is the time when these minions, so-called minions, the 13 families get together, and what they do? They sacrifice. They sacrifice an infant child and drink their blood. I'm sorry to say that, but that's exactly what these characters do. And you want to pray and make sure that this does not happen tonight. Well, that's all the news I do have right now, Elizabeth. So stay tuned for next Thursday. I may have more about this so-called heart attack of Mr. Gandolfini. So stay tuned, folks.
Are you
taking questions?
Are you taking questions?
Yeah, we'll take questions here. Well, as soon as we finish up here, a few more stories, then we'll take questions, okay?
I'll wait. Thank you.
Sure. And don't hang up, Captain or Midwest, because they probably want to ask you. Okay, thanks, Captain. Yes, I was just going to say the solstice is Friday, and that's an important thing in the astronomy realm. And as you know, or if you don't know, astronomy, the stars, the moon, the planets, they all say where we're moving as humans, too. They give us a sign, if you know about that. And it's very nice to know a little bit about that. It's very ancient history, very ancient art. Whether, you know, we've been brainwashed to think, oh, it's bad, oh, it's witchcraft. No, it's not. It's really good. A few other things I want to bring in. It goes with where we're about, like Midwest said, and Captain, we're about ready to run with all of this. And on another venue that I listened to, as of June 21st, things are ready to rev up. It's kind of been on like a hover mode. Even though we've been seeing things, I believe we're really going to be seeing things now as of tomorrow, after tomorrow and beyond. And then one more thing, the new systems that are about ready to come out on the iPhone, you know, the new systems where Big Brother can't hack in, like my email got hacked in this week too. They can't see your emails or read them. It's private and, you know, that system is about ready to come out. I think one of them this week, I didn't write down the details, and it was in my email that got hacked. But and a different new kind of Facebook kind of like that, or PayPal, systems that are off the matrix, off the bad boy realm where they can't, Big Brother can't snoop. So I'll let you know more detail on that in the bigger call or next Thursday too. And that's really good news. Because why would we want to stay in this matrix that the bad guys have created, you know, and where they can try to snoop on us and arrest us for crimes that they twist that they say we did, you know. Okay, well, that wraps up the news. And let me stop the recording. We'll take questions, okay? Thank you guys for coming. It's really good news, okay?
And, I have a question.
Just hang in there. Hang in there, everybody. I know you do, sir. Let me, or ma'am, let me stop the recording. Thank you, dear.
Elizabeth, I'm